Getting shots into the arms of Mountain West residents is tricky when you factor in transportation. Vulnerable people in urban areas need rides to appointments. Meanwhile, rural residents without transportation often live miles from vaccination sites. The Mountain West News Bureau's Robin Vincent reports on the less acknowledged component of the vaccine rollout.
74-year-old Diane Huntress lives in Denver and says trying to get a COVID shot for her and her husband is like applying for a job.
I can't talk to anyone. There's no phone number. All the emails we get say, do not reply. The problem is, where can I go? Can I get there? And when are they going to have it?
She says it's all anyone can think about in her social circle.
I can't see anybody, an acquaintance on Zoom, without the question, have you gotten the vaccine yet?
And for Huntress and her husband, it's not just finding an appointment, it's getting there too. They can't afford a car. And in the age of COVID, they're hesitant to take public transit or a group ride. Instead, they'll use the nonprofit Colorado Car Share and pay $6.50 an hour plus mileage to borrow a car. That option is available in Denver and Boulder so far. For rural residents scattered across the Mountain West, this type of service may not be accessible. Plus, the distances to vaccination sites are often much, much greater. Shonda Schrader is with University of North Dakota's Center for Rural Health. She says when it comes to states' vaccination plans, transportation was
this forgotten variable, not intentionally, just not factored into all the barriers they were anticipating for the vaccine rollout.
If the pandemic has taught us anything, though, it's rapid innovation. Dr. Richard Zane is chair of emergency medicine at University of Colorado. He's spearheading ways to get underserved communities vaccinated, like pop-up clinics in rural areas.
And it may be that there are only 500 people in that community that need to be vaccinated, in which case we'll just do it once or enough to get the entire community.
Some will have a hard time making it to those neighborhood sites, though. An estimated 1.9 million Americans, age 65 or older, are fully or largely homebound, and more than 5 million face limitations that make leaving their homes a difficult task.
Well, it's a huge issue, and it isn't just an issue with COVID.
That's Marianne Harvey with Disability Law Colorado. She points out that healthcare access for people who have mobility issues is a long simmering problem,
particularly in rural areas of the state where there is not public transportation and people are widely dispersed.
For his part, Dr. Richard Zane is working with local leaders in Colorado to address this. And he says a bigger solution is on the horizon.
The game changer, we hope, is going to be the Johnson & Johnson vaccine.
The J&J vaccine, as Zane often calls it, is only one dose and has a longer shelf life than the Moderna and Pfizer vaccines. Zane says those two-dose vaccines present big logistical challenges. So he's hoping
that the combination of having developed the playbook essentially for pop-up clinics and the relationships with the community providers, in addition to the single-dose, highly effective, less logistically cumbersome vaccine, is going to have significant impact.
He sees health providers being able to visit someone's home to administer the J&J shot. In the meantime, outreach falls on many local health departments in the region, and they're getting creative too. Eric Merchant is with Lewis and Clark Public Health in Montana.
We have rural populations that have transportation barriers, and in the wintertime, that's complicated even further, of course.
That's especially true in his sprawling rural county. It's more than three times the size of Rhode Island, with a population of roughly 69,000 people. Nearly half those residents live outside the county seat and state capital of Helena. So Merchant and his team converted passenger vans into mobile clinics.
We've reached out and done events in both Augusta and Lincoln, Montana, which are both more than an hour's drive from Helena, over mountain passes.
Still, Merchant acknowledges there's a long road ahead to reach everyone. Meanwhile, rideshare services Uber and Lyft have announced partnerships with cities and organizations to offer free rides. Representatives from both services say they'll have more information on exactly how this will work in our region in the coming weeks. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Robin Vincent.